Blog Talk Radio.
Over the weeks and months, as we have conversations here on the Align for Life podcast, we like to focus on things happening within St. Vider High School. We talk about the students, the faculty, events, athletics, arts, and other things. And it always is a great conversation and very encouraging to hear about some of the wonderful things being done at the school. But there is sort of a reality behind all that we're going to talk about today. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and we want to focus a little bit today on the giving and the ways that donations from alumni and parents and others can really help make a difference at St. Vider and to keep things moving in the direction that we all want to see them go. Joining me to help in this conversation is the Vice President of Development for St. Vider High School, Tom Ramson, and the Director of Development, Kristen Daniels, and they both work pretty tirelessly at this, so it's good to have a chance to take a look at what they're doing. So, Tom, Kristen, good morning, and thanks for taking the time to be here.
Good morning, Jim.
Morning.
I guess let's start with a great story, which is just a couple of weeks ago, coming off the Thanksgiving holiday, was Giving Tuesday, and I know you, like many organizations, had an event, and it looks like it went very well. Tell me about the outcome.
It was, Jim, it was a historic day of giving for St. Vider, and the team worked very hard, and our community rallied, and I'd like to ask Kristen, actually, to give you some of the nitty-gritty details of the success of the day.
Thanks. I'm happy to share. So Giving Tuesday this year was Tuesday, December 3rd, that first Tuesday after the Thanksgiving holiday. We had some pretty lofty and ambitious goals. We were able to achieve much of that. So St. Vider community helped us raise over $50,000 on Giving Tuesday. And with that, Tom had mentioned, we had record-setting numbers in terms of the amount of donors that supported us that day. So more than 120 donors, more than $50,000 raised. And perhaps our most favorite statistic is that more than half of those contributions came from alumni of the school. So we're really proud of that number, and we're really grateful for everybody that joined us in support of Giving Tuesday 2019.
Yeah, and that's a terrific story and an important one, and it highlights one day and the contributions people make. But on a broader scale, we talk about all the great things at the school, and we have to highlight the fact that financial support is what makes it possible. How important and why is it so important that, people continue to give and support the school, and what is the real value of people being contributors?
Like all Catholic schools, all private schools for that matter, generous support from alumni, past parents, parents, grandparents is vital to us being able to continue our mission. I mean, not only does it help us support our general operating budget and keep tuition at an affordable level, it also, and possibly more importantly, it allows us to provide the Vider experience for more students through our tuition assistance program. And a lot of the contributions that we do receive are directed to the $1.8 million that we're able to provide in tuition assistance to over 33% of our current families. So without the support of our community, we would not be able to continue doing what we do.
And without going into a lot of the details and analysis, just to follow up on that point, we have to make it clear that, the tuition that we ask families to provide each year doesn't equate to the total cost of educating a student in that particular year, does it?
It does not. We actually, like all Catholic schools do through the Archdiocese of Chicago and the country for that matter, there is a gap between the actual cost to educate a student at St. Vider and the tuition we charge. And that gap right now is at just over $2,000. And that's where that generous support helps, keep St. Vider affordable for every young adult, not just those, not just the tuition assistance provided, but every single one of the young lions walking in this building benefit from that generosity and filling the gap.
And right now there's so many ways that people who choose to be generous with their contributions can make a difference in the world, in their community, in different organizations. And in choosing St. Vider as a recipient of their generosity, you mentioned tuition assistance, but maybe alumni or past parents were touched in some way by a group, an organization, a teacher. If someone wants to donate to St. Vider, can they direct where that donation goes?
Yeah, they certainly can. We talk a lot in our office about being able to fund your passion. So meeting people where they're at, acknowledging what interests our donors and what their passions might be. So when we discuss funding your passion, we not only talk about tuition assistance and general operating, but we also talk about people that might be motivated by gifts to technology, supporting faculty development, supporting athletics and fine arts.
And many of us will see information that comes from the school. We'll read a magazine. We'll see e-blasts and think, oh, yeah, I got to definitely do something about that. And we get busy. We forget. Is there a good time of year to give? Is there a time we should target? Or from your perspective, at any point, is it a good time to make a donation?
We'd certainly tell you that any time is a good time, but we acknowledge that many people are motivated by the season of giving, kind of the spirit of the season, this time of year. Some folks take advantage of tax benefits giving before the end of the calendar year, but as Tom mentioned, nearly a third of our students benefit from tuition assistance, and that need doesn't grow any larger, it doesn't get any smaller during the course of the year, so there's always students that could benefit from the generosity of others, so we're happy to help people give whenever it works best for themselves and their families.
And as I said, you know, people may think I'm going to do it, I got to wait until this point, or I'll make sure I get to it at this other point. What about if they just commit to it, say, hey, look, I'd like to make a pledge. Here's what I'll give you. I'll do it over the course of the year or several years. Is that an agreeable position for you to have someone commit and then just work out how and when those payments come in?
Yes, we absolutely welcome people that want to set up a pledge and give over time. We're blessed with more and more, especially alumni, that are setting up a pledge and having it charged to a credit card, for example, over be it monthly or quarterly, to maximize their annual gift. And it's something that, you know, as Kristen said, we want to make it as easy for people to be generous to us as possible, and that is one way they can do it. They can do that online, or they can reach out directly to our office to set it up over the phone or in person.
Yeah, Tom, I'm glad you mentioned online. Is there a spot on the St. Vita website where people can find information and just make a donation right from there?
Sure, it's easy to notice right on the homepage at www.stviter.com. You can also look at www.stviter.com/giving.
We're talking to Tom Ramson and Kristen Daniels from the development department at St. Vita High School today, and talking about the need and the great experience they've had with many donors in recent years in supporting St. Vita High School, and we certainly encourage those listening to participate if they can in any way. And it's often been assumed that people look to a point where they are established in life and comfortable to do some sharing, and that may come in form of larger gifts, but what about young alumni, people who are just getting started in their careers, maybe even still in college, who want to be a part of this but are a little intimidated by it? Is it okay to give a little, and is there a great way for young alumni to get involved?
We welcome gifts of every size, and we especially are finding ways to reach out to our young alumni, and we know that they want to pay it forward for everything they got from St. Vita, and the easiest way for them to do it is to visit the website, as Kristen just said. And because every gift, regardless of size, $5, $10, $15, $20, it adds up. And, you know, as Kristen touched on earlier too, they're not as removed from St. Vita as maybe some of our more seasoned alumni, and they especially remember the parts of St. Vita that they enjoyed most, be it our fine arts program, our athletics, the great teachers they had, and they can direct their gift of any size to that area that they had the most passion for.
And it's important when we talk about funding your passion, when we talk about tuition assistance, to make sure that the school continues to offer all the things that it does to students. But what about other things? We've talked on these podcasts about Night of the Lion and Million Dollar Classic and other events that you folks work so hard to put together. Those frequently include auctions or prizes or raffles. When we talk about donations, are you also open to people giving gifts or items that can be included in those types of events that can be raffled or auctioned off?
Absolutely, Jim, and that's probably a perfect time of year to think about it. We actually work with a year-round auction procurement committee to help us build some of those raffle and auction prizes for our primary special events. And if there are sales or deals certain times of year and you can pick something up and then donate it back to the school, we always appreciate that. Or if there are gifts or gift cards that you've received that are something that our auction committee could help bundle, package, and put together for our special events, we love to be able to do that as well. You mentioned Million Dollar Classic and Night of the Lion, and we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the folks that really lead the charge on that are the parents and the volunteers, the graduates that give their time and energy to not only hosting the event and helping to organize the event, but soliciting the gifts and the support and the auction prizes for those special events as well. So it's really, it's a great team, but it's also a great opportunity for people to get involved in a way that's different than necessarily making a cash donation to support the school and the students.
Yeah, and nice to give a plug to those people who do volunteer so much time. We've got a few minutes left, and I know we could probably do a whole podcast on this, but can one of you talk a little bit about the Illinois program that was introduced a year or two ago that allows for donations to schools like St. Vider and provides a significant tax credit?
Yeah, the Illinois Tax Credit Scholarship Program, better known as the Invest in Kids Act, it's going into its third year now, and it is truly what we refer to as a win-win situation because generous individuals can make a donation to an approved scholarship granting organization. The two that we work with are Empower Illinois and the Big Shoulders Fund scholarship granting organization. And if they make a gift to these organizations and designate it towards, you know, hopefully St. Vider High School, then they get a 75% credit on their Illinois state income tax. So, for example, if they make a $1,000 gift to the scholarship-granting organization and designate to St. Vider, they in return get a $750 credit on their Illinois income taxes, and a young adult that otherwise might not be able to attend St. Vider gets to realize their dream. And like you said, Jim, this could be a podcast on its own. So I recommend if people have questions on this to visit our website or even call me or another team member directly. My direct line here at the school is 224-625-1286, and we can help direct them to make that a reality.
Yeah, and that is a fairly complex program, so certainly appreciate you offering the chance to talk to people about it. And we talked about, quite frankly, financial donations throughout the conversation today. But I do want to talk to you for a minute about people who want to donate in some other way, and sometimes that means just rolling up their sleeves and being a part of a committee or helping in some other way. You know, what can you tell people about the need to contribute just in terms of time and service and knowledge?
Sure. Many people have heard us talk about gifts of time, talent, or treasure, but we would be lost without the gifts of time. The volunteers that help with our student-run activities, with our fundraising events, with our Board of Trustee committees, subcommittees, are really critical in our efforts, both from a fundraising and an alumni relations perspective. I know certainly that I speak for the team when I say that we're always looking for friendly new faces. If there's a particular interest or a program that motivates you, we could help partner volunteers with a way to get involved here at St. Vider. And then also with regards to our alumni and young alumni, we've got an alumni ambassadors program that continues to grow and thrive, an alumni association board that continues to be more active. Helps our team really keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on from an alumni perspective and just gives so many opportunities for people to be engaged in a way that fits with their schedules and their resources at any time. So there's more information about the Board of Trustees subcommittees online on the website at stvider.com, but anyone that wants additional information could talk to anyone on our team as well. We welcome the new volunteers.
Well, about 30 seconds before I let you go, so let's recap, and if one of you would just share once again best points of contact, website, phone number, email, where can people follow up with you?
Sure. You can learn more, like we said, at www.stvider.com, or feel free to reach out to if you're here on campus in school. Come on up to the third floor. The Development and Alumni Relations offices are up here with our partners in Institutional Advancement. You can get a hold of Tom at tramsden@stvider.com or myself, Kristen Daniels at kdaniels@stvider.com. But call the office. They'd be happy to put you in touch with any one of us.
Well, thank you for the time today. I always appreciate the conversation. Thanks to everyone for listening, and we'll look forward to future conversations on Align for Life podcast.